This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
East Coast on guard. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Tuesday, October 26th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Two merging storm systems are expected to bring heavy rains and wind to the northeast. Meanwhile, the West Coast is assessing damage from a bomb cyclone.
Two people have been killed and four others injured after a shooting at a mall in Boise, Idaho.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are still negotiating details on President Biden's massive social spending and climate proposal.
And the workout junkies suffering from what's called exercise intolerance after a bout of even mild COVID.
There are so many different things that contribute to people's inability to do what they used to do. And it isn't just you're getting older, you're having, you know, just less energy. There are a number of different things that can happen in your body based on, you know, things you might not feel symptoms of, but they can have a problem for exercise.
Laura Landreau at the Wall Street Journal on why some people suddenly can't exercise the way they used to. Here are the invasive tests that can diagnose your condition. Two people have been killed and four others have been injured after a shooting at a shopping center in Boise, Idaho. One of the injured was a police officer who engaged in a gunfire exchange with the suspect. The officer was treated and released. Authorities say the shooter has been arrested and is hospitalized in critical condition. Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee did not identify a motive for the shooting.
Officers encountered an individual matching the suspect's description, and there was an exchange of gunfire that ensued shortly thereafter, resulting in the officer's injury, as well as a suspect being taken into custody.
One shopper told the Idaho Statesman newspaper that he was in the shopping mall's food court when he heard 5 to 8 shots ring out and that security personnel ushered him from the mall entrance before police arrived. Boise Town Square, by the way, is located on the western end of Idaho's capital. Boise is the most populous metropolitan area in the state, a city of some 250,000 residents. The mall will be closed to the public today. It's been quite a stretch of extreme weather from coast to coast. The weekend saw a bomb cyclone in parts of California and the Pacific Northwest that continued yesterday. At the same time, parts of Missouri experienced tornadoes and hail. Now it's the East Coast bracing for storms. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
AccuWeather is warning that heavy rains and winds could choke New York City's morning commute today. 3 to 5 inches of rain is possible over the next couple of days. And the latest storm slamming California could bring more foul weather to the east by week's end. The threat of stormy weather prompted the governors of New York and New Jersey to declare states of emergency beginning last night. The storm is expected to strengthen as it moves across southern New England with heavy rain and increasingly high winds. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. Meanwhile, California was seeing what some call incomprehensible rainfall totals. In parts of Marin County, 20 miles north of San Francisco, the National Weather Service measured more than 16 inches of rain over a 48-hour period. President Biden remains hopeful about an agreement on his major spending plans before he attends a climate summit in Scotland. While the White House said Democratic negotiators were closing in on a deal, Mr. Biden visited New Jersey yesterday to sell his Build Back Better agenda after talks on Sunday with moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who has balked at the $3.5 trillion price tag, among other provisions.
I think that corporations should be paying at least a minimum if you're doing business in the United States. I think that anyone who basically has the protection of this country should be paying.
Negotiators are targeting a tax on billionaires to pay for the legislation. Meanwhile, Democrats are trying to unite around two key pieces of legislation, a roughly $2 trillion social spending and climate package, and a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. A plan for the Democratic-controlled House to vote on the infrastructure bill this week now appears in doubt without an agreement on President Biden's larger spending package. Coming up next, questioning the readiness of the U.S. military.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. The U.S. military is too small to do the jobs it is being assigned and is burdened with equipment that has been worn out from 2 decades of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the general takeaway from the latest comprehensive review of the strength of the country's armed forces. Mike Glenn at the Washington Times has been looking through this report. Mike, takeaways.
Well, according to the Heritage Foundation and the report, the U.S. military is, quote, it's only marginally able to defend Americans' vital interest, and the trends are going in the wrong direction.
Wow!
It's a grim assessment. It's definitely not a fun read.
That's a grim assessment. That's got to stick in your craw as a military vet.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, the heritage analysts have really, they're looking at it as a matter of we have 20 years of really beating the heck out of all the equipment we have. Yeah. You know, everything is just, and it hasn't been replaced. It's just been sort of kept going. And it's been 20 years of constant fighting has really taken a toll on the equipment. And that's really mainly what they're talking about here, is that, what we have, we don't have enough of what we need, and we don't, especially for any kind of future action against a peer competitor like Russia or China, we don't have enough of what we need, and what we do have is old and wore out.
Jeez. All right, so Russia and China, are they looking at this kind of swapping texts in excitement, saying, where do we try to take advantage?
I think they are thinking that, but I don't think it's because of this report. I mean, everything they use is all open source reporting, so there's nothing classified or anything in this report. And the Russia, Beijing and Moscow already have a pretty good idea of the status of our equipment. But they do say that there are some signs that they're trying to get, they're trying to improve, but we're not there yet. So as long as there's nothing going on for the next few years, maybe at some point in the future we'll be back up to par, back up to snuff.
We're speaking with Mike Glenn, Pentagon reporter at the Washington Times. His piece is called 20-Year Terror War Leaves U.S. Military Struggling to Meet New Challenges. Break it down by military branch. How did it go?
The Army is age. It's a marginal. It got a marginal rating. It's aging faster than it's modernizing. But there is a good sign. About 18 of the 31 brigade combat teams are at their highest state of readiness. So that is a good sign. But it's like I said, it is aging faster than it's modernizing. The Navy, they rate them as being marginal, trending to weak. That it desperately needs, according to them, a larger fleet of 400 ships, but it's not looking like that's going to happen anytime soon. Mm. Marine Corps is strong. The Marine Corps got the best rating of any of the services in this. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Berger, has really looked toward the future, but he's cutting the Marine Corps down in order to pay for these new systems, new weapon systems they're looking at needing. And according to them, it's too small. I mean, they went from 38 infantry battalions to 30, and they may even cut even more to free up the money. Air Force is weak. Which is, they actually, from the last year, because the Heritage comes out with this report every year. Last year they rated them marginal. This year they rate them as weak for, a variety of reasons. They're not having, they're just not, they have legacy systems that they need to get rid of. They're not modernizing as fast as they should. Space Force is considered weak, and this is the first year Space Force is even included. Obviously, it's It doesn't have enough assets to track and manage the growth in the commercial systems now being placed in orbit. That's really what their job is to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Glenn at the Washington Times. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Record-breaking rain is soaking parts of the West Coast as one of the strongest storms ever to hit the area moves through. The National Weather Service in the San Francisco Bay Area calls some of the rainfall reports staggering, with 11 inches falling in parts of Marin County. On the other side of the country, the governors of New York and New Jersey have declared states of emergency as a nor'easter moves through. A travel advisory is in effect through this afternoon.
Number two.
Police say they exchanged gunfire with a suspect during a shooting at a shopping mall in Boise that killed two people and injured four, including an officer. Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
I cannot stress enough how traumatic this event is for the community at large, as well as for those that were witnesses or the families of those involved are involved themselves.
Lee says the suspect is in critical condition and the officer who was hurt was treated and released. Authorities didn't release any other information about the victims or the suspect.
Number three.
Hertz has placed an order for 100,000 Teslas, the single biggest order for the electric car maker's vehicles. The order sent Tesla shares soaring yesterday, giving the company a $1 trillion market capitalization for the first time. Other companies that have surpassed that mark include Apple and Microsoft. The FDA is calling on its Vaccines Advisory Committee for yet another session today, this time to consider the evidence for authorizing Pfizer's COVID vaccine for use in children ages 5 to 11. Authorization of a vaccine for children could help ease the economy back toward normal, helping to resolve some of the child care issues keeping some parents out of the workforce. Pfizer says a child-sized dose of its vaccine, a third the size of the adult dose, was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID. And stress from the pandemic has people struggling to make decisions large and small, with nearly a third of adults questioning even basic day-to-day choices. A Harris poll found 32% of adults are so stressed they can't even choose what to eat or what to wear. The survey found that parents, younger adults, and people of color were more likely to report feeling overwhelmed by simple tasks. Among parents, 47% said they struggled to make basic decisions, compared to 24% of non-parents.
Yikes. Thank you, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Medical researchers are learning more about a condition they refer to as exercise intolerance, an inability to perform strenuous activity at a level that should be normal for you. Laura Landreau, contributor to the Wall Street Journal, says while shortness of breath is often linked to heart and lung issues, the COVID-19 pandemic has shown that viruses play a role too. Laura, explain.
Well, basically, they're learning there are so many different things that contribute to people's inability to do what they used to do. And it isn't just you're getting older, you're having, you know, just less energy. There are a number of different things that can happen in your body based on, you know, things you might not feel symptoms of, but they can have a problem for exercise.
Mm. How common is this?
Well, it's becoming more common, especially, by the way, as they're finding that people who've had COVID can sometimes end up with exercise intolerance, and they're unable to do what they used to do, even though they might have had a mild case of COVID. So there are things that really, things you wouldn't even think about. You think, well, maybe it was in my lungs. But in fact, one of the things they're learning is that, you know, even if you didn't have lung disease or heart disease, you have remarkably reduced aerobic capacity. And the problem seems to be impaired regulation of blood flow and the inability to use oxygen efficiently. So then you end up feeling fatigued and short of breath and lightheaded, and you hyperventilate when you're exercising.
Jeez. Just as we age, when we need to be keeping this stuff up.
Right. And they think the virus might trigger an autoimmune response that causes damage to those little nerve fibers that regulate blood vessels. So, so there's just so many things we can't necessarily feel ourselves that are affecting our ability to exercise. And it might be something to do with your lungs, your heart. They've even discovered something in your airway, a vocal cord dysfunction, it used to be called. And now it's, they've got a more formal name for it. It's called exercise-induced laryngeal obstruction. It's a mouthful, but it's something that, that literally causes the airway to close when it shouldn't, when you're trying to breathe heavily.
It's fascinating. We're speaking with Laura Landreau, former assistant managing editor at the Wall Street Journal, who now contributes. Her piece is called "Why Am I So Tired After Working Out? It Could Be Exercise Intolerance." So how do you know the difference between that and, say, asthma?
Well, that's what's interesting. There's also asthma-induced exercise intolerance, where you only have asthma symptoms when you exercise. And if you have asthma, you can also have, you know, this other vocal cord problem, and you can also have airway obstruction. So I think the most interesting thing, though, of course, is there are a lot of more expertise than they used to have in this. And there are doctors that can do something called invasive testing, where it isn't just getting you on a treadmill to see what happens. They're actually putting catheters and tubes with little cameras up through your nose or down through your throat. And they can actually do this while you're on a treadmill running. And they can look at a camera and see what's happening in there.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Landreau, contributor to The Wall Street Journal. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. In the last year plus, you may have seen yourself more in video meetings than in the mirror. That beard that looked okay on a webcam, well, it got out of hand, didn't it? So as long as you're resetting your look, reset the way you shave with something better. Harry's. If you don't know about Harry's, it's time to find out. Harry's was founded to be different from the big companies. They wanted to prove you didn't need to decide between a great shave and a fair price, so they give you both. I'm amazed every time at how close my shave is. My blades stay amazingly sharp for days. High quality for a low price. Exactly what they set out to do when they founded Harry's. And I think you'll feel the same way. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Visit harrys.com/deal to get their starter set for just $3. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you've got nothing to lose. harrys.com/deal to get this special offer for the starter set. H-A-R-R-Y-S. harrys.com/deal.
The news without the nonsense. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Tuesday, October 26. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Two people killed, four injured at a mall shooting in Boise, Idaho. Northeast bracing for a potential nor'easter today. Still no agreement on the Biden social safety net proposal. Tesla is now worth $1 trillion with a market cap that exceeds the next 9 largest automakers combined. Ad sales slower at Facebook over Apple's new rules. Saints edged the Seahawks in Monday Night Football. Game 1 of the World Series, Atlanta at Houston, 8 o'clock on Fox tonight. And the dads who bring calm to a high school. That story in about 20 minutes.
When I first started...
Time for a business update. And it's brought to you by Indeed. Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Since the beginning of the year, as mass vaccinations loomed and bosses pushed a return to office, workers under 40 have been notably resistant. But what the stories don't entirely capture is this. Amid the ranks of 20 and 30-somethings is a large and growing group of employees who, for various reasons, increasingly crave the office as well. Noam Schreiber writes for the New York Times about the workplace. Noam, you spent time with lawyers at a firm in Chicago.
When I first started talking to some of the younger workers there, I did get the sense that they were kind of what you expected. You know, they really liked the idea of working from home. They thought it would be, you know, better for work-life balance, you know, all the things that make it attractive, you know, being able to work out more, get some errands done during the week, all that really appealed to them. But as the kind of month and a half went on, I found that the younger folks were actually much more devoted to the office. And the big reason was that, particularly in law, but I think in a lot of other careers too, when you're just starting off, you know, you're a year, you're 2 years in, you're really trying to kind of build your foundation for succeeding in that career and in that office. And particularly for lawyers, it's really important for them to start developing what they refer to as a steady workflow, you know, getting client matters, getting cases if you're a litigator, yeah. getting transactions if you're a corporate lawyer. And it's just really hard to do that if you're not kind of like literally in the line of sight of more senior people like partners and senior associates.
Wow. That helps with billable hours, I presume.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, a lot of big firms have billable hour requirements. You know, you have to bill 1,800, 1,900, 2,000 hours a year. And, you know, when you enter the firm, you have no billable hours. You know, you have no one giving you work that right. you can bill. And you're really dependent on partners and more senior associates to send you that work. And, you know, it turns out that the easiest way to get that work is if you just happen to be there when they need someone to help out.
We're speaking with Noam Scheiber, labor and workplace reporter at the New York Times. His story is called To Get Ahead at Work, Lawyers Find It Helps to Actually Be at Work. All right, so you touched on it a little bit, but is it different for law firms or is this the same everywhere?
Yeah, so I think there's clearly some variation within law firms. You know, a lot of firms went remote, like a lot of other workplaces did early in the pandemic, and many have stayed that way. I think it is something that we see in other professions, too. You know, certainly in journalism, you know, when I was starting out, I think just being there helped a lot. You know, an editor would come in and would need someone to work on a story, and if you happen to be sitting there, that would help a lot to get an assignment. So I do think it's, you know, it's bigger than just law firms. I suspect in financial services, there's a big element of that, too. So I think in a lot of kind of white-collar professional context, this is a thing. I mean, we can argue about whether this is actually a just system. I don't know that it's the most just system.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
You'd like to think that there was something that's less dependent on, you know, randomness, on FaceTime, on just being in the right place at the right time. But, you know, given that it is the system, as unjust as it may be, I think a lot of younger workers are realizing that it's hard to replicate the benefits of that from a distance and electronically.
Yeah, I think somebody was saying in your story, too, you know, it's just so easy to just bounce an idea off somebody when you see someone rather than, you know what, I'm probably not going to pick up the phone. I got other things to do.
Yeah, no question. In a whole variety of ways. I mean, at one point I was talking to an associate at the firm that I hung out with, and she had, you know, a memo that she was working on, and the person, the more senior lawyer she was working on it with, was in a different city. She's in Chicago. The more senior associate was in Columbus. And she just had this question that she needed answered, and she realized, like, if she calls this associate in another city, they may have to play phone tag for half the day before they can actually connect, whereas there's another associate, senior associate, just down the hall. She just can poke her head in that office and ask her the question, which she did, and you know, resolved it within 5 minutes. So, yeah, there's a lot of kind of subtle advantages to just being in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, mentorship also.
No question. You know, again, both in kind of getting the assignment in the first place, you know, in a lot of law firms, you know, like newspapers, something happens, you're a more senior person, it lands on your desk, and you've already got a busy plate, you know, a full plate for that day, and so you just go looking for someone to help you out. But yeah, certainly once the younger person is starting on that assignment, they need some help. You know, sometimes it's just turns out to be easy for someone more senior than you, more experienced than you, just look over your shoulder, like literally look over your shoulder while you're doing it and explain what you may be doing wrong or what may help you do it a little more quickly.
Thanks, Noam. Noam Scheiber writes for the New York Times about the workplace. Coming up next, how to negotiate with an NFL team when you have something they want.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Here's a follow-up to a story we told you about yesterday. The haul that one Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan got in exchange for the football Tom Brady used to throw his 600th touchdown pass was apparently much greater than we thought. The pass was unwittingly tossed into the stands by Bucs receiver Mike Evans and caught by a man named Byron Kennedy, who understandably didn't want to give up that valuable piece of memorabilia for free. We told you yesterday that Kennedy was set to receive an autographed jersey and a helmet, along with a gift card to the Bucs team store in exchange for the ball, but that was, apparently, just the start. Sports Business reporter Darren Revell tweeted last night that the deal was done, and it includes two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady, a signed Mike Evans jersey plus his game cleats, a $1,000 credit at the Bucs team store,
jeez,
and 2 season tickets for the remainder of this season and next season.
Nice.
And if that wasn't enough, Brady told the Manning brothers on Monday Night Football last night that he was also giving Kennedy 1 Bitcoin worth roughly $63,000. While all this might seem like a lot to give up for a football, it might even be a bargain, with one auction house telling Revell that the ball is worth a minimum of $500,000 at auction.
Wow, good for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea, because he sets records all the time, Brady. We were talking about this yesterday, that this particular one was going to be worth so much, maybe with the assumption that he won't get to 700, but I don't know if we should assume that at this point, right? What if he gets to 700? All of a sudden, this ball's not worth nearly as much anymore.
Right. But however, all that merch he has will be worth that
much.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. What I'm saying, for the, you know, for the NFL or whoever it is who's taking possession of the ball, Brady, whoever it is who's getting the ball, maybe it's not going to be worth that much once he gets to 700, right, is what I'm saying. But for now, it's worth a whole heck of a lot.
That's unbelievable. Good job by this guy. I wonder if the Bucks come at him with all of this at once, or did he negotiate?
Yeah, it just seems like this was a day-long thing. He was even on TV on the NFL Network yesterday saying he wanted to go play golf with Brady, you know? that was part of the negotiation, I guess. Doesn't seem like that happened, but he's like, you know, I'll just go play golf with Brady. Yeah. That'll be fun. So he was, you know, had all kinds of things going through his head that he could ask for.
That's really cool.
So a cool deal.
Nice job.
And speaking of lost valuables by celebrities, you can't help but wonder if a tourist visiting Italy might be in line for a reward by movie star Harrison Ford. Police in Mondello said Ford's credit card was returned to police after being found on the beach. Investigators shared a photo of police posing with Ford after returning the lost card. The 79-year-old is currently in Sicily filming the latest Indiana Jones movie.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Speaking of valuable things, I'm sure there's a nice high limit on that credit card if someone wanted to take advantage, and thankfully they did not.
So what would you hold out for with Harrison Ford?
Right.
I'd want a photo. I need a photo.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of, you know, Star Wars and Indiana Jones memorabilia,
right.
You know, some signed memorabilia and merch for sure. Mm-hmm.
And dinner. I'd want dinner with Harrison
Ford. Oh, yeah. Although he doesn't seem like much of a conversationalist. If you've ever seen an interview with him, he's kind of quiet, so I don't know if that would be as fun as you think it
is. Fair enough. Maybe just a drink at the bar.
Yeah, there you go. That would probably be the way to go.
10-15 minutes, not a 2-hour dinner.
Right.
Thanks, Mike.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Thanks for being with us. A ghost isn't the worst thing you can find in a new house, but buying a new house can be an intimidating and difficult decision. Even the most perfect-looking house may hide a variety of problems. For many people, a major concern is apparently not finding out that a house is haunted until after moving in. Fox News says a new study by Real Estate Witch, a real estate blog, looked into ways that Americans believe in ghosts and haunted houses. According to the results, the vast majority of people surveyed believe in the supernatural. On top of that, about 44% of respondents believe that they live in a haunted house. In 2020, that number was only about 24%. Residents of supposedly haunted houses claim to experience strange noises, feelings of being touched or watched, seeing strange shadows or even ghosts, and random hot or cold spots throughout the house. About half said they had even seen objects levitate on their own. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Portions of California are under siege from high winds and historic rains fueled by a bomb cyclone that unleashed mudslides and flooding and triggered widespread power outages. The drought-plagued West needs the rain, but not like this. Meanwhile, the governors of New Jersey and New York have each issued a state of emergency due to a passing nor'easter. The National Weather Service has issued several flash flood watches in the Northeast lasting through this afternoon that impact nearly 30 million people.
Number two.
As President Biden prepares to depart on Thursday for a week of summits in Europe, the White House and congressional Democrats are scrambling to finalize a deal on their signature domestic spending package. If they can accomplish this, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to bring a companion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the House floor for a vote before the president leaves for Rome. Biden is optimistic.
It'd be very, very positive to get it done before the trip.
Biden visited New Jersey yesterday to promote the infrastructure piece of his plan.
Number three.
Children under 18 and people from dozens of countries with a shortage of vaccines will be exempt from new rules that will require most travelers to the U.S. be vaccinated against COVID, State Department spokesman Ned Price.
As of November 8th, foreign national air travels to the United States will be required to be fully vaccinated and to provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding an airplane to the United States.
There will be tightened restrictions for American and foreign citizens who are not fully vaccinated. President Biden heads to a vital UN climate summit at a time when a majority of Americans regard the deteriorating climate as a problem of high importance to them, an increase from just a few years ago. 60% believe the pace of global warming is speeding up, according to a new AP survey, and 55% want Congress to pass a bill to ensure that more of the nation's electricity comes from clean energy. The best university in the entire world, Harvard, according to U.S. News and World Report. The rankings assess some 1,750 schools from more than 90 countries based on measures such as academic research. MIT is second, followed by Stanford, the University of California, Berkeley, Oxford, Columbia, the University of Washington, Cambridge, the California Institute of Technology, and Johns Hopkins.
No matter what kind of wireless plan you have from any of the big wireless providers, they've all got one thing in common: the catch. The part where too good to be true has too many extra charges to be worth it. But Mint Mobile figured it out. They offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they only sell wireless service online. No retail overhead saves them and you a lot of money. You can also keep your number and your phone, no losing your existing contacts, and get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network, again, for as low as $15 a month. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon. Thanks for joining us. A group of dads sprang into action following a major outbreak of violence at a Louisiana high school and brought peace to the campus. Dads on Duty, a squad of about 40 fathers from Southwood High School in Shreveport, are getting credit for calming things down after CBS News said 23 students were arrested in just 3 days in a series of brawls at the school. A melee last month landed 14 kids in handcuffs. Video on Twitter shows several students wailing on each other as dozens of others watch. Several students expelled, others suspended. That's when the dads stepped in, taking shifts to patrol the school. The dads are there to lift spirits, tell jokes, dole out advice, and just let the kids know there's someone looking out for them. Some students hate it, but one told Fox News the school has just been happier, and you can feel it. The dads are now thinking of taking their show on the road and are considering launching various chapters throughout Louisiana. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.